Hello, fellas. Well, it's a bit later in the afternoon now. In fact, I can tell you that it is nearly 4:15. And as you can hear, I've got Banjo in the computer room with me. And he's sitting on top of his cage. And he's quite settled now. He likes it up here with me because I'm constant contact with him and he likes me. So it's nice to have a birdie up here with me and I can have fun with him and he has fun with me and vice versa. Yes. Come on. He's preening himself and shaking and itching and scratching and doing things. Since we moved him, the idea was that Smokey's been a bit kind of a lost soul. And we're not really sure what the deal is with him. So we've, having got three parrots now, we've got one who's quite independent, which is this one I've got here. He likes to do his own thing. And he is doing. He's up in the computer room with me. Quite a happy birdie, really. As I say, this one's 6 years old. Thereabouts. When we first got him, he was kind of all right with us both. Not so well since we got the Amazon. We don't, as I say, we don't know how long that's here for. We think it's more than just a little while. They said they're going to come back on the 13th of August, I think, if I've got that date correct. We'll see what happens with that, though, guys, because as Sam said on her booze, we don't think he's going to, because she saw a note in the... she saw an advert for him online and she followed it up to see where if it all matched up with what we'd been told. We were told that we were boarding this bird. So, yeah. I don't know. That's Banjo just doing random things. You gotta love them, haven't you? You make me... Oh, he's brilliant. He's sitting up there as good as gold. He's saying, come on. Freaking gorgeous. Now he's banging his cage. He's in a little travel cage right now because I haven't got a suitable big cage for him for up here because the big cage we put Smokey back in. And, well, he's on top of at the moment. So, Smokey's absolutely going crazy down there. He's really happy. So, you know. It's nice to see. Banjo likes me over Sam. I don't know why. None of us know what the deal is with that. Hello. That's a nice hello. That's a beautiful hello. He doesn't often... Oh, that's a new noise he made. He's making a lot more new noises today since we moved him. Hello. Hello, he says. He's making a lot more... As you can hear, he's quite chatty. Which he hasn't been. Well, he's kind of been chatty, but he's been making these annoying high-pitched screeches when he was downstairs, and he wasn't very... You know, it wasn't very pettable. I mean, not that a grey is particularly always pettable anyway, but most of the time we can handle him. You know, we can get him to step on and, you know, he's not cuddly tame in the sense that he'll sit on your knee, but he will come on your shoulder, as you've heard on previous boos when I've had him out in the kitchen. So he's okay. He's doing a lot more new stuff. Oh, and I found the song. He does this, which is the old Flo Rida Blow My Whistle song. And he does that, he likes that song, so. Now he's just doing random noises. Excuse my big bent. He likes having a clock around, I've noticed. And that stops at 10 o'clock at night, so it doesn't keep him awake. Be interesting to see what he does. See how much of a difference it makes to him. Because I really feel that we both acquired a bird at this point. And, you know, Banjo's picked me. The parrots, you know, if there's a pair of you, if there's a couple, your parrot will pick one over the other sometimes. Other times they'll go with, in other times they'll go with, you know, they'll be all right with both of you. Sometimes, you know, like, they'll tolerate one, but they'll absolutely love the other. And I think that's what's happening here. He can tolerate Sam, but he's not, you know, he's not majorly enamoured. He's doing that cool noise again. He's been doing this thing today quite a lot. Not sure what it is. It's a new noise I've never heard him do. So it's something new that he started doing since I moved him. Let's let you hear him for a bit. So if I'm not talking, he may still perform. I don't know. Yeah, he's doing it. Hello. Don't know what he said there. Climbing around on his cage. He's using it like his play stand. Normally he's on his stand downstairs, but... Oh, he's somewhere else, he really is. I mean, Smokey's back to his old self. If you've listened to Sam's Booze, you'll see that Smokey Bird is... he's starting to come back out again, and Charlie's a bit more... I don't know, a bit more relaxed. I think what it is, they're a bit intimidated by this boy. He's a bit older than... Actually, he's not as old as Charlie, but he's older than Smokey, and I think the... But he's quite... I want to do things my way, kind of. That's new. I've never heard him do that thing before. I don't actually know what it is. It's cool, whatever it is. But yeah, he's older than Smokey Bird, but he's nowhere near as old as... He's not as old as Charlie. He's 14. So Charlie's the most experienced one of the three. Hang on. I've got to try this. Right. See if you can tell which is a bird. Says. There you go, you see. So yeah, Smokey Bird is quite a bit better today just by moving Banjo. Banjo wasn't happy about being moved to start with. But he's all right now, as you can tell. He's he's laughing now. Well, I'll let you lead the last of this boo out with just random noises that he's making, if he chooses to make any. He's not going to. That's him doing that, not me. Now that is cool. I've no idea what that's meant to be, but that's fun. There you go.